Welcome back to the West Side Discussion Podcast, the first and only podcast dedicated to West Side Discs. My name is Jay. Thanks for listening. This week, the PDGA approved the latest driver from West Side Discs, the Prince. For the next several episodes, I'm going to be talking to players from Team West Side who have been trying the Prince for a while and get their impressions and thoughts on the disc. My first guest is Team Captain Chris Villa. Here it is. All right, Chris, thanks for coming back on. How are you doing today?
I'm good, Jay. Thanks for having me.
The Prince just got announced, but you've had it for a while, right?
Yeah, I've been testing it out for a couple months here in the off season, so I've had a chance to kind of play around with it, and you know, it's very exciting that we have a new mold to talk about because it's been a couple years since West Side released something new, and the last new release we had was the Bear in 2022, and that was a pretty big hit. So it's very exciting. We have the Prince to talk about now.
Yeah, absolutely. So what were your initial thoughts when you first got it?
It's very fast. And it's very overstable.
So how's this disc fly for you?
Well, this disc, it flies differently for different players depending on their arm speed. I would say for players with a lot of arm speed, this disc has potential for massive distance, but still would require probably like an Anheuser S-turn flex type line to really get the maximum flight out of it. For players with slower arm speeds, this is still a very useful disc because it's a great utility disc for windy days. It's great for spike hyzer shots, or for maybe if you're looking to throw like a low shot and get a big flare skip, it would be good for that. For me, I would say that I would say medium arm speed. I generally max out distance wise around like 440 with discs like the World, the Giant, the Ballista Pro, the Sword. The way that the Prince flies for me is, I'm a right-handed player, so if I'm throwing the Prince on a backhand, I have to aim down the left side of the fairway, and I have to throw it with a lot of Anheuser, very high and very hard, and the Prince will go down the fairway, moving from left to right, about 350 feet, and the right edge of the disc will be lower than the left edge of the disc that whole way, and then around 350, the disc will start to lose speed for me, and then the left edge will tilt down, and here is where the flight of the Prince differs for me than versus other high-speed, overstable discs in the Trilogy lineup, because once it sort of stalls out and it wants to fade left and get to the ground, it keeps going forward. So it fades very hard left, but it still gets that forward push for about another 100 feet for me. So I'm getting it out to about 450, but on a big Anheuser panning S-turn type of flight. So I need to throw this disc on a hole that has a lot of open space, and if there's any OB on the left or the right, I'm not really confident I can kind of trust the accuracy with it yet. So,
okay,
I'm going to keep on working with it, and hopefully I can get a little bit more accuracy with it. But for massive distance where there's no out of bounds to worry about, it's definitely the farthest flying disc in my bag right now.
And have you got a specific number? Have you measured it?
I have not measured it, but just comparing it to my other discs, you know, I'm out in the field just kind of testing all my high-speed overstable drivers, and, you know, I know I'm getting my World and my Giant out there to about around 440, and the Prince is basically landing right next to them. It's just taking a little bit of a different flight to get there, a much wider, panning S-turn type flight, but I haven't actually measured it yet.
All right, so you mentioned the World and the Giant. What other disc would you compare it to, or even, you know, Trilogy, non-Trilogy?
So I would say the Prince is probably most similar. In the West Side lineup, it's definitely most similar to the Adder. The Adder is a 13.504. I'm confident saying the Prince is a little faster than that. So I think it's a 14 speed. So in the West Side lineup, the most similar comparison would be the Adder. I think from latitude, it's similar to a Rive, but, you know, Rives have different stabilities depending on the plastic and the run. I think of this one Rive I have. It's a silver lat Rive that's just incredibly beefy. I'd say the Prince is probably as stable as the most stable Rives that I've thrown. Kind of similar to the Stiletto as well, but a little bit more distance, a little bit more glide. So in a latitude lineup, I'd say Rive and Stiletto are the most similar. And then in the DD lineup, it's probably most similar to a Defender.
Do you have any non-Trilogy discs that you would compare it to?
Blasphemy, Jay. No, I don't know. I haven't I haven't thrown a non-trilogy disc in a long time.
You know, I like to think all sorts of people listen to the West Side Discussion. So, you know,
this is true. I think once the weather gets a little nicer here in Pennsylvania, maybe I can put this Prince in the hands of some of my friends and kind of see how they throw it. So far, I've just been keeping it to myself. And frankly, I have not thrown a non.
Okay.
I haven't thrown a non-trilogy driver in a long time. So, yeah, I don't really have any other non-trilogy comparisons to kind of put it up against right now.
So you haven't started anyone else. You haven't let anyone else play with it. You just kept it secret.
Yeah. So the disc they sent me is not a prototype. It's an evaluation copy, which is like a prototype of a prototype. And so. Just for kind of secrecy's sake, I've just sort of kept it to myself thus far.
So now that it's approved, are you going to be adding it to your bag for any tournaments coming up?
Good question. So right now, the disc is definitely going to be in my bag. The big question for me is whether it's going to kick something out. If it did kick something out, it would be the Adder. It's the closest to the Adder. I think it's a little faster and gets a little bit more distance for me. I would definitely not be replacing my Sword, my Giant, or my World, because the Prince has a different flight path. So right now, it's basically just been an addition to the bag. And then as the season goes on, we'll see if it kicks the Adder out, which is possible. But there's a chance I might still keep both in the bag. The Adder is a disc that I trust completely in the wind to stay in bounds, even though I don't get as much distance out of an Adder as I do with some of my other drivers. I kind of know exactly when it's going to stall and where it's going to fade. And so time will tell if the Prince replaces the Adder, but there's a good chance that might happen.
Okay. Now you mentioned you think it's going to be a 14 speed. What's your thoughts or guesses on the rest of the numbers?
Wow. That's the $1 million question, isn't it? So we know the Adder is a 13.504. I would say the Prince, in my opinion, is a little bit faster. I'm confident saying that I think it's a speed 14. Westside already has five other molds that are speed 14s, the World, the Catapult, the King, the Queen, and the Destiny. So I'm thinking the speed will be a 14. The Glide, very similar to an Adder, which is a 5. So I'm confident saying the Prince also will be a 5. The Turn is definitely 0. And then the Fade is probably going to be a 3 or a 4. When I was asked to submit to Westside what I thought the flight numbers would be, I put 14.504. So I don't know if that's going to be the official flight numbers that Westside will designate for the Prince, but if they do, it would be the first and only 14.504 disc in the whole trilogy lineup.
All right. So I guess we'll wait and see how much pool you have then with Westside.
Yeah. So I think maybe guys with bigger arms than me might find that, you know, it's probably going to fly a little bit different for guys like Nick or Lucas, some of these guys that throw 500 plus.
Right.
But for me, I'm pretty confident it 14.504 sounds pretty good to me.
All right, perfect. Now you got it in two different plastics, right?
Got the VIP and the tournament burst. And I would say out of the box, they flew identical. But over the last about 6 weeks that I've been testing them, the tournament burst has definitely gotten a little bit more beaten in. And it gets, if I'm throwing it on like a big panning Anheuser type shot, the tournament burst one takes a little bit longer before it wants to hook up and fade left. The VIP wants to hook up a little sooner. And so I don't know if that's just the plastic type or if it's just because the tournament burst one that I have has just gotten a little bit more wear and tear. But I noticed both the VIP and the tournament burst still get that hard left forward fade at the end. But the VIP wants to fade a little sooner. The tournament burst wants to get a little bit more glide and a little bit more panning Annie before it fades back left. So I think it's probably just gotten a little beat in from just wear and tear. Okay. But out of the box, they flew identical.
Were they both pretty similar shape as far as like domey or anything?
Yeah, I would say they're both identical, the VIP and the tournament burst. Not overly domey. They don't have that domey center that you might notice if you're an Adder thrower. The Adder has this really unique sort of kind of domey hump in the middle, and the Prince doesn't have that. It's not a flat disc. It's got a slight dome, but it's a pretty consistent slight dome from one edge to the other. And the VIP and the tournament burst Princes both had identical shapes and feels to them.
Now you've already posted a teaser video online. Where can people go to see your videos, your social media pages.
Yeah, so you can follow me on Instagram, Chris Villa 58197, and I will be posting some more full flight videos of the Prince in the next few days. That little teaser was just a nice way to whet the appetite, and a lot of people are dying to see the rest of the actual flight of that Prince throw. And so that actually was one of the farthest throws that I had with the Prince, and I was happy that I got it on film there. So I just posted like a little 8-second teaser before I actually released it, and so yeah, follow me on Instagram, and you'll get to see the full flight soon.
All right, very cool, and I'll put those links in the show notes. So thanks again for coming on, talking about the Prince. Anything else you want to say about it before we go? Or
no, Jay, just want to thank you for everything you do for Westside and for promoting our team and our discs. I'm very excited we have a new mold to talk about this season, and I look forward to throwing the Prince out on the Masters Tour, and you can follow my progress on Instagram. You can also check me out on Facebook, Christopher Villa.
All right, thanks again.
Thank you.
This is the Westside Discussion Podcast. Thank you again for listening. Be sure to stay tuned as I talk to more players about the Prince. We'll continue the discussion next time.